It is time for the Northern Heights Coach's Corner with head coach Peyton Hines this hour on Country 101.7. I'm Alex Bensgala. Coach, you know, you got a new week ahead of you taking on an opponent tonight in Yates Center. But first, last week, you know, you did some things well against Madison, but yeah, that's a good football team. What's your assessment on last week?
Oh, I thought overall we did, like you said, some good things. We were able to move the ball on them and put the ball in the end zone a couple times. What killed us the other night, and it's just what I've been saying every week, is our consistency and doing things right. And offensively, we're better than we have been, but defensively, there was some unknown scores there, especially in the first half. They, off the top of my head, Octavian Dean had 4 scores off the same play that we had covered all week, and just out of alignment or just get beat off the ball. And sometimes we need to learn that it's better to take a penalty than let them score. But it's those growth type things that we're really working on. We fix those things and we compete with teams like Madison, but until then we're going to struggle. And so that's been the emphasis this week going into the 8th Center game is fixing our consistency and knowing who we have if we're in man coverage on defense, or what we have if we're in the zone. That way we don't have those screw-ups that lead to unknown scores. That's what I've seen from last week. As far as our physicality, I felt like we matched Madison really well. We kind of took – Cruz Leiser's a good player, and we kind of bottled him up and kept him between the tackles and did what we needed to do. It was just unearned scores against Madison that put us in the position we were in, and I don't know. We fixed those things. We'll be a lot better team.
What's the energy been like in practice, and how do you think practice went for your team this week?
Well, for homecoming week, I thought, for the most part, we stayed pretty focused. It's sometimes tough to keep the focus because there's a lot going on during homecoming week. You got the homecoming parade Wednesday, and you got the pep assembly today, and everything that gets those kids out, wants to get those kids out of focus, you got that to deal with. But I felt like at practice, I think we're realizing that if we do fix our mistakes that we have, and not saying that you can't make mistakes in a game, but you can't make them the percentage of the time we do, and we can't have the big mistakes as the botched snaps or fumbles or penalties. I felt like as a team, the boys have been very focused. They want to fix that stuff so they can do the best that they can do, and I think they're realizing they're not a bad team. They can play with anybody. They're tough enough. It's just fixing those little things.
We're talking to Peyton Hines, head football coach at Northern Heights. Coach, let's shift focus momentarily as we get set for your game tonight. You're taking on Yates Center. This is a team that is coming off a pair of tough losses. You know, when I look at your records, it seems like a favorable matchup for your team. Is that fair?
Oh, they're a really favorable matchup for us tonight.
When you look at the matchup, you know, Yates Center does some things well. Will you talk a little bit about the matchup a little bit?
Oh, the matchup, it's really close. The Yates Center against Madison, they played Madison in district and they played Chase County, and those are two really good teams, and offensively they've moved the ball really well against them. They just are kind of like us and have some screw-ups that don't allow them to get it in the end zone, but they have some athletes. They are a way better team than they were last year, and they're kind of fighting the same things we are, so I think it's going to be a really competitive game tonight, and whoever makes the least amount of mistakes and doesn't turn over the ball, that's who's going to win the game.
Also, how important is it, you know, to get out to that early lead as well?
Oh, it's very important, I've been emphasizing that all week. Don't wait till the second quarter to get going, or even halfway through the first quarter. It's got to be from the first kickoff, whether we're returning the ball or not. We've got to go try to punch them in the mouth and get the momentum and then learn how to use the momentum and keep going. So we do the things we've been coached to do all week. We'll be all right tonight.
All right, Coach. Well, I wish you luck in tonight's game, and thank you for your time on Coach's Corner.
Well, I always look forward to it. Thank you.
That is Peyton Hines, head football coach at Northern Heights, as his team gets set to take on Yates Center tonight. This has been brought to you by Mel's Tire and Equity Bank on Country 101.7.